Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and welcome to Tabernacle of Truth, Hebrew Israelite Nazarene Congregation, Blog Talk Radio, the absolute truth. I'm your host, Nazarene Rabbi Kalev Kalev, Charles Oliver. And we welcome you this wonderful, wonderful Shabbat. I know some of you are thinking Shabbat is this weekend, but no. Here at The Absolute Truth, we follow the Enoch calendar, which is based on the Father's original calendar that he gave Moshe. So, Shabbat Shalom. This week's message is going to be to have a relationship with Abaya, to have a real relationship with Abaya. As we posted up, how many times have you heard someone say, "I love the Lord, I love the Lord," only to look at them a few minutes after and they've done something that was totally against the Most High, totally against the Most High's word? We're going to talk about that this week. And no, I know some of you are thinking, well, we got another Yahoo sitting here that's going to tell us what's right, what's wrong, when I know for myself what's right, what's wrong. Well, most of the time, we don't know what's right and what's wrong. The question is simple. Once again, you know, do you really have a relationship with the Most High? If you turn around and you step back and you analyze yourself, you really, truly analyze yourself, and you truly think about it, do you honestly have a pure relationship with the Most High? Can you say that if the Father called you before his throne right now, that you would guaranteedly make it into the kingdom? Most people will turn around and tell you, yeah, I got it. I know. I've got a relationship. I talk to the Lord every day. I spoke to him this morning. Only for your prayers to hit the ceiling and fall right back down to the floor. See, what we call a relationship with the Most High, what the Most High calls a relationship, as usual, are two different things. Two different things. By the Father's word, he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Only for someone to turn around and tell you that Jesus, who is not the Messiah, nailed it to the cross. What? Oh my, he just said Jesus is not the Messiah. I need to turn this off. Okay, you go ahead and turn it off. But you're going to miss the main part of the story. Because really, my question to you is this. And many of you have heard me say this before. If, and I mean a guaranteed if the Messiah was born in Israel, in Bethlehem, from the line of King David, from the tribe of Judah, if there is no letter J in the Hebrew, Latin, Greek, Arabic, Aramaic, if it was no J, and J is the youngest letter of the alphabet, which is only 600 years old, then how can the Messiah, who was born 2,000 years ago, that walked this earth 2,000 years ago, when that letter J never existed, how can he have a name that starts with the letter J? Well, it translates, Jesus translates from Yeshua to Jesus. No, it doesn't. Doesn't, can't, no way possible. Not likely. Okay, let's answer this simple question. If the word Yahusha, if that means that Yah is my salvation, okay, Yah is my salvation, or Yahweh saves. The English term, or the English word, Jacob, should mean the same thing, in which it does. Yaakov, Jacob, same thing. Okay. So they mean the same thing. Yahweh saves. And one is Hebrew, and the other one is English. Then it would make sense that the word Jesus should mean salvation, or Yahweh saves. Correct? But let's see how much of your relationship you have. Because, see, if you really have a relationship with the Most High, you should know these things. Why should you know these things, and why are they so important? Because in order to have a relationship with a person, you must know that person's name. Correct? In order to have a relationship with a person, you don't have to know 1,000% of that person. But you've got to know the main things. You know your father's name is whatever it is, if he has a middle name, whatever his last name is. Or even how he's addressed as doctor, pastor, sir. You know these things, okay? But why is it we don't know what these things are when it comes to the Most High? How can you say you have a relationship with the Messiah and you don't know his first name? You don't know his true name? And people always tell me, I had a gentleman tell me, y'all people are always about the name. It's always about the name. The name ain't important. So if your name is David and I walk up to you and start calling you Steve, you're not going to get pissed off? You're not going to become upset? You're not going to come up and get bothered because I didn't have the decency and the respect to learn who you are, to learn about what you go by, to learn your name, to learn how to greet you correctly. So how can you turn around and say the Most High is your father and you don't know your father's name? all that's not important. Okay, Yeshua said, my sheep shall know my voice. But here's the kicker. How can you know his voice if you don't even know his name? How can you honestly say that you know the Father's voice? You've got a relationship, and you don't even know his name. Now, I've got somebody that's going to yell out there, it's Jehovah. No, it's not. Please don't say that word. Your homework for this week is to go back to the Strong Concordance. Go back to the Hebrew and break that name down, because it's not a Greek name. It's not an English name. It is a Hebrew name. So go back and break down that word to get the definition of what you're calling the Most High. Because any of you that are calling the Most High that blasphemous name, once again, you don't have a relationship with the Most High. You don't. It ain't about getting on your knees and crying and snotting in your hand. The Father says, if you love me, you will love what I love, and you will hate what I hate. But how can you say you love that person if you haven't found out what makes that person love and what makes that person hate in order to know what they love or what they hate? When you got into a relationship with the person that you fell in love with and you wound up marrying, when you met them, you begin to be attracted to them. Then after a while, it went from attraction to desire. Not a sexual desire, but a desire to be in that person's presence. Then it went from a desire to a need. You needed to be in that person's presence. You had to have a connection to that person. I'm like, you needed, like a crackhead needs a rock. You needed to be around that person. And it got to the point where the desire and the want and the need became so strong, to the point where you ask that person to marry you, to lock that person in a relationship with you, not as a punishment, but as a everlasting covenant, saying that as long as I live, you shall be my only one. You shall be the one that my heart's desire. And you turn around and get that ring on your finger, and as I cut people's eyes, you say, jump the broom. Now that person is in your life forever. Can you honestly look yourself in the mirror? Go stand up in front of a mirror. If you got one, ladies, pull it out your purse and look straight in it. Can you look yourself in the mirror with a true heart and a true mind and say, yes, I truly have a relationship with my Father in heaven, because I know what I love what he loves. I hate what he hates. I take it to the point of people are saying, you doing too much. You ain't got to do all that to be saved. No, you don't have to do that if you're saved by Jesus. You ain't got to do all that. If you're saved by Jesus, let me do it right. If you're saved by Jesus Christ, because see, most of y'all idiots turn around. Yes, I said idiots. I don't care. Most of you idiots out there have a tendency to say, Jesus Christ. If the correction is Jesus the Christ, but he's not the Christ. So there's no need to even correct you on that. So I just wasted 2 minutes. The Father says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. But this new God, Jesus, oh, he just so awesome. This new guy, I can do what I want and still go to heaven because I'm saved by grace through my faith, not by my works, for it is a gift of God. Can anyone tell me the correct? Anyone tell me the correct definition, the Father's definition, not Church of God in Christ, not Southern Baptist, not Church of Christ, not the Church of the Nazarene, none of that. I don't want your definition. I want the Father's definition of what grace is. Give me the Father's definition of what grace is. Because most of y'all definition is jackass stupid. It's unwavered merited favor. No. See, what people don't get, the ones that are running around trying to tell everybody that you're under grace, la 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 la, you can do what you want to do, la 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 la, I don't have to follow the law because the Lord nailed it to the cross. But the law rose 3 days later. They forgot to tell you that one. The law rose 3 days later. I don't know how that was possible. The law rose 3 days later. Because you have to remember one thing. The Messiah is the living word of Yah and the written word of Yah. Yes, I know that I should be giving you the scriptures and verses for this, but I'm not going to, because I want you to be like the Bereans. I want you to search the scriptures daily to make sure what I'm telling you is the truth. So that's why I'm stressing these verses out, so that you can go back and check me on it. That way the next show, and there will be a next show, that way the next show you can bring these questions to me, and then we will allow the scriptures to answer them. Not my answers, this word from the scriptures. And when you read it out of your own book, your scriptures, because you know you didn't buy the wrong Bible, and you read it for yourself, then guess what? You have no right to doubt what I'm saying because it's in your words as well. Now, let's take that mirror. Now, let's look in that mirror and say, no, don't sing the song, I'm a friend of God. But look in that mirror. Honestly, look in the mirror. Don't be BSing. Don't be bullcrapping. Look in the mirror and ask yourself and let yourself answer this question. Like Brown say, self? Seriously, ask yourself the question. Do you have a true relationship with the Most High? Abba, do I follow your commandments, not just your Ten Commandments, but your commandments? Did I even go back and study your word to find out what your laws even are? Are they a punishment unto me? Or are they actually supposed to be a delight to my heart? Is it a yoke that you're putting on my neck? Or is it a burden that you just lifted off? Did you give me these laws, Father, to separate me from you? Or did you give me these instructions to bring me closer to you? Well, why I got to do all these laws? Why I got to follow these rules? Because if you love me, you'll let me do what I want to do. But if I truly love you, do everything I can to find out what you love, what makes you happy, what pleases you the most. What can I do to make you even more happy? What can I do to please you, to make you pleased with me even the more? Not trying to please you to get credit with you, but to please you because I have a desire for you to have that feeling. Y'all gonna love this. And this is, I'm giving y'all what the Father's giving me. To have that feeling, to wake up in the morning, the start of a new day, and to look at that person that you love, that you desire, that you desire so much that you put a ring on their finger to show them that you promised them that you would love them until you took your last breath. That feeling you get when you wake up in the morning and you see that person laying next to you. That good feeling. He's still there, she's saying to herself. She's still there. he's saying to himself. And you know when you feel good, because you wake up, you lay back down, and then you turn around and y'all do that. Y'all start spooning, and you stick your arm around, and you squeeze them just a little bit to let them know, baby, I got you. Do you have that type of relationship with the Father? Do you have a type of relationship with the Father where the thought of failing him in any way, shape, or form just violates your spirit? Just violates your spirit. Just makes you just... If you don't do that, if you don't feel that way when you wake up, before your feet hit the floor, that first big toe feels the cold of that floor or the cushion of that carpet. If you do not feel that way, you do not have a relationship with the Father the way he wants to have a relationship with you. If you can't say yes to every one of those questions, you do not have a relationship with the Father the way he wants to have one with you. And yes, the message first must come to the messenger. No man is perfect, but every man can be perfect. Yeshua says, I prefer you to be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. The Father himself said, I prefer you to be holy as I am holy. These things that I said to you today that we've gone over, I'm praying that you really go back and listen to what I'm saying to you. I was going to leave you with a beautiful prayer. At least I thought it was going to be beautiful. But I'm going to leave you with a question. Say, for instance, you're in the judgment, and the Father says, I'm going to ask you one question with two parts, and you've got to answer both of these questions correctly. If you answer correctly, you come to heaven with me. You come and be with me all eternity. If you don't answer correctly, there's a door to the left. And his question is, simply, what is my name and what is my son's name? Because see, anyone that knows the Father, that has a relationship, knows it. But do you? Shabbat Shalom.